Nolte, disgraced CBS News downplays ancient child sacrifices as not violent. By John Nolte on April 14, 2025. Far-left CBS News somehow managed to rustle up a so-called expert eager to assure the world that ancient child sacrifices were not violent. An altar from the Teotihuacan culture, at the pre-Hispanic heart of what became Mexico, was discovered in Tikal National Park in Guatemala, the center of Mayan culture, demonstrating the interaction between the two societies, reads the CBS report. The enormous city-state of Tikal, whose towering temples still stand in the jungle, battled for centuries with the Ca'anul dynasty for dominance of the Maya world, the report adds. Oh, I thought only white guys battled for dominance while the precious natives created utopia? This massive city existed between 100 BC and 750 AD. One of the archaeologists who discovered the city said that a Teotihuacan altar was used to commit human sacrifices. He adds that those sacrifices were especially of children. He knows this because the remains of three children not older than 4 years were found on three sides of the altar. So the ancient people who lived in these cities were superstitious savages who sacrificed their own children to the gods. But, as you know, the only ancient culture we're allowed and required to judge harshly is Western civilization. Everything on planet Earth was harmonious before the evil Western Europeans came along to colonize and conquer. You might be thinking to yourself, hey, isn't it a good thing Western civilization and colonialism put a stop to something as objectively evil as the ritual sacrifice of innocent children? No, it's not a good thing. Open your mind, Christy Antard. Don't you get it? These sacrifices were not violent. Maria Belen Mendez, an archaeologist who was not involved with the project, said the discovery confirms that there has been an interconnection between both cultures and what their relationships with their gods and celestial bodies was like. We see how the issue of sacrifice exists in both cultures. It was a practice, it's not that they were violent. It was their way of connecting with the celestial bodies, she said. So if it is in the service of connecting with the celestial bodies, the butchering of an innocent child is not violent. Good to know. Come on, that doesn't make a lick of sense in any context. Let's say that through some horrible contrivance, we were given an impossible choice by space aliens. Sacrifice a baby or the planet explodes, killing everyone, including the baby. Okay, in that situation we're gonna sacrifice this baby. We have no choice. We're gonna kill that kid with the most honorable of intentions. But guess what? It's still a violent sacrifice. These lies become more and more ridiculous as the fake media are forced to defend the indefensible as a means to hold on to their sick and twisted left-wing values. I bet the next baby in line to be sacrificed didn't mind so much when the Spanish arrived to institute a little colonization and Christianity. We see this everywhere. If a Western man says he'd prefer that his wife didn't work, he's a misogynist pig. But if he converts to Islam and then forces his wife to quit her job and wear a heavy burqa, we are Islamophobes for criticizing him. No one wants to talk about the American Indians owning slaves or wiping out other tribes in acts of genocide. No, let's talk about the Trail of Tears. No one wants to talk about how the African slave trade would not have been possible without Africans selling their own people. No, let's talk about Thomas Jefferson. And now we're being told the native child sacrifices were mostly peaceful. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.